Welcome to Polishing the Badge, bringing you real-life stories and career memories from dedicated law enforcement officers who have proudly served their communities. Here's your host, former police chief Mark Spahn.
Welcome to the first in a series of interviews of police officers sharing their memories, career cases, and other stories from the past. In this episode, I'll be speaking with two retired police officers about the emotional roller coaster of Christmas 1974. A fellow police officer critically injured, a horrific drunk driving crash where five people were killed, and the delivery of twins. When I became a police officer in 1983, one of my first supervisors was Lieutenant Larry Mullen. He was a trainer and mentor to several cops, especially those of us who came on in the early 80s. Larry was born and raised in Fulton. Before becoming a cop, he served with the military from 1963 to 1966 in the Army Security Agency, an intelligence branch connected with the NSA, intercepting electronic communications. After leaving the Army, Larry joined the Fulton PD in upstate New York, where he served from 1966 to 1986. During his career, Larry saw a lot of action on the streets, but one of the most memorable nights of his career was Christmas 1974. Now living in Florida, Larry shares the tragedy and the triumph of his Christmas patrol from almost a half century ago.
My shift started at 10:30 p.m. on Christmas Eve, the 24th. As soon as we reported to work, the first news we received is that Trooper Larry Wood had been struck by a drunk driver while he was investigating a separate drunk driving accident. Larry, as a result of that accident, had never served another day with the state police. I think it was severe brain injuries. So that was the information that we received. So the shift was off to a really bad start right from the beginning because Larry was a very popular, well-liked guy with the department.
A newspaper report from 1974 said that Trooper Wood suffered a fractured skull and broken ribs when he was struck by the DWI driver. That was just the beginning of the shift for Officer Larry Mullen and his sergeant, Arlen Klein.
I believe I had been on duty for about an hour or so, patrolling the west side of the city, when I received a radio call that there had been a bad accident out on Route 3. I went to the scene. It seems to me I was fairly close to that area when I got the call. And so I got there pretty fast, and I came upon a car. Actually, it turned out to be just over the city line into the town of Granby. The first thing I saw was this vehicle that was utterly demolished. And there was a small burning out kind of fire. There was a lot of smoke, but most of the fire had gone out. Exited the police car and ran up to the car, and I could see that there were remnants of five indistinguishable kind of human beings that were just almost emoliated. They were just charred black. And I also remember that there were Christmas gifts strewn all about the place. The driver of the other car, he was injured. I believe he had a broken leg. He was drunk. His car had crossed over the center line and struck the vehicle head-on.
In a small town, it's not unusual that cops will answer calls involving people they know. Officer Mullen would later learn that he actually knew the victim who was driving the car struck by the drunk driver.
I eventually found out that the driver, God love her, she had been a friend of mine. I knew her. It was her and her three small children. And then there was an older man with her. I'm not clear if it was her grandfather or if it was just a friend of the family. But the five of them apparently had been on the way to her house, probably to open those Christmas gifts. Troopers arrived, and the sheriff's department, I believe, also came. And, of course, Menor's ambulance responded. I believe the fire department was there. It was a very active, very busy scene. Myself and my sergeant at the time, Arlen Klein, we set up flares, I believe, and somewhat secured the scene until other law enforcement arrived.
The mother was 27 years old, her children ages 4, 5, and 7, and another passenger in her car was 63 years old. The other driver, who was charged with DWI, was 20 years old. While the crash scene was still under investigation, Officer Mullen and Sergeant Klein were diverted to another urgent call.
Carlin and I received a radio call to drop what we were doing. We had to get over on South 2nd Street, that the lady there was about to give birth, and her husband had no means of transportation. So we headed off in that direction. When we arrived at the house, it would be the home of a Mrs. Doris Clark. Her husband met us at the door, and of course, in a very excited state, and he said that his wife was about to give birth and that he believed was supposed to be twins. Doris, we then looked in and saw Doris laying on the couch right next to the Christmas tree, I remember well, and she was saying that the baby was about to come out.
Sergeant Arlen Klein, who served with Fulton PD from 1962 to 1984, remembered the delivery of the Christmas twins.
She was in labor, going to have a baby. And needless to say, they couldn't get an ambulance because the ambulances were all tied up out there at the scene of that accident if we had just left. I just took off my jacket and settled in, you know, and the baby was born. The first one that was born, it had cord wrapped around its neck, and I had got it straightened out and everything.
I asked Sergeant Klein if he was concerned about the umbilical cord being wrapped around the baby's neck. He was confident about his abilities, and he explains why.
I'll tell you, I was blessed when I went on the Fulton Police Department. I was one of the first officers of the Fulton Police Department to ever go to a police academy, and it was one of the best schools I ever went to, believe me. They really put on a good one. And, of course, within that school, there was a lot about delivering a baby. It was more or less a rewrite of what I learned in the school.
And then Doris said that the next baby was coming. So I then crouched down in front of Doris and received the second baby. We took each baby and placed it under her arms, both her arms. She held them. We were going to transport. We were trying to figure out a way to transport her and the babies to the hospital. But eventually we did get them to the hospital, and where the doctors congratulated us, patted us on the back, you did a great job, and said they didn't actually have a maternity ward in Fulton, so the ambulance would have to transport them to Oswego, and that's what happened.
Also on the scene of the delivery of the twins that day was Fulton Police Officer Jack Crego. Larry Mullen said the experiences of that night continue to resonate for all of them, who still keep in touch.
To this day, in fact, I spoke with Arlen just the other day. We keep in contact with each other quite often. We'll call each other and chat. And I was talking about this incident, and he said, you know, he said, I don't like to even think about what those bodies were like, he said, and so I put them out of my mind, except once a year, they come back. Christmas every year will remind them, and I said, that is exactly the way I feel. The bodies, the scene was the worst thing I had ever seen in my life. Arlen agrees, worst thing he had ever seen as well. It's a scene that you kind of like to erase, but there it is, it does come back to you.
A sickening sight, you know, the body's burning, and I still remember seeing the Christmas presents still wrapped there, you know, that didn't burn.
The babies being healthy and us doing our job to the best of our ability, I think that relieved some of the memory of what had happened to poor Leslie and her family. I can go from feeling pretty happy to feeling pretty sad in a very short period of time.
Cops everywhere constantly handle calls like this every day. They see the blood, the fire, the death, and destruction. The trauma from that Christmas in 1974 will never be forgotten by Officer Mullen and Sergeant Klein, nor by the families affected. The bright spot that undoubtedly helped them get through the horror of that night was bringing two new lives into the world. Special thanks to my former Lieutenant Larry Mullen and Captain Klein for sharing their story.
You've been listening to Polishing the Badge with Chief Mark Spahn. Share your story with us at info@spawngroup.com.